Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We were, in the last hour, discussing a bizarre story about a religious group out in California that was attempting to pray real hard to bring back their two-year-old dead daughter. And, surprise, it didn't work out. So you want to comment on that, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, though, to start things out here in this hour. And then, Melanie, you'll be telling us about the police raiding a man's home. Somebody's home.
They raided somebody's home.
Looking for a man who was already in jail. And we'll tell you more about that coming up here. But first, we go to Mortified Penguin. He's on our lines on the Discord server. Go ahead, Penguin.
Hey, Ian and Rich and Melanie. I wanted to call, first of all, I want to say up front, I want to call about government property.
And no such thing.
You mean stolen property.
Okay. So I called the other day, and I want to get more to the point about my thoughts on reparations and where they kind of led me. So I'm in theory an advocate of reparations and a advocate of compensation. So
reparations to whom?
I'll get to that point. So it's clear that you can't discuss the topic without discussing the obvious example in our history, the enslaved people in other parts of the United States.
You mean the American Indians or the folks from Africa?
Well, the enslaved people from Africa.
They screwed over the Indians pretty bad too.
Mostly killed. They killed a lot of those people, unfortunately. Which to some extent leaves a lot less descendants and survivors, but there are some, and they're very disadvantaged, of course, in a lot of ways. But
they have reservations and casinos.
Yeah, it's a really interesting situation. But anyways, it's clear, if you go back in time, it's clear that the enslaved people were obviously, if you capture an enslaved and enrich yourself off the labor of, and be eaten, tortured, and any number of things, but especially enrich yourself off the labor of an individual, and clearly under any sort of, humane system, whether it's American law, common law, libertarian ethic, anarchist ethic, anarcho-capitalist ethic, natural law. Clearly, there is a compensation due, and you're not entitled to the property of enrichment by that enslavement, by those crimes. So, the United States government basically committed another crime by re-enslaving the people by enforcing the social hierarchies and the property arrangements and such in the South upon capturing it. So that leads
okay,
me
to hold on. So let me see if I'm following you here, because it can be very difficult. You're a very smart guy, but sometimes it's hard to figure out what you're saying. So you're saying that black people in America were screwed over by slavery, and then further, once they were so-called freed from that, the government screwed them over further?
Absolutely, because they were absolutely, at that time, they were...
You mean like by Jim Crow laws and things like that? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but immediately they were owed compensation immediately for the crime, the obvious crimes that were committed against them. Now they weren't they
by
weren't
the
owed
government
they
or by their slave master.
Well, I would say both, because the government was enforcing to a large extent, not just allowing but enforcing slavery to a large extent. So yeah,
but it wasn't a crime at that time legally.
So they're the ones who decide what a crime is and isn't.
That's what I'm saying. They're the ones who decide. So, it legally, there wasn't any kind of action that could be taken.
And it wasn't we. It wasn't you or me. It wasn't us. It was the entity known as the United States.
Right. So, who's supposed to pay the restitution then in that case? Or,
reparations.
Obviously, that's two things. Obviously, not money. Obviously, not anything that deprives us, completely innocent people, of anything. But what about U.S. property, U.S. assets? assets the government claims to own. This has the upside of putting so-called government property in the hands of peaceful people and in productive use. But who gets it? Who deserves it? Just the descendants of peoples that claim that their ancestors were enslaved? What about the taxpayers? What about people that were imprisoned for crimes without a victim? What about people whose countries and infrastructure were bombed by the government gang? What about people that are refugees?
Yeah, and who decides which of those people should get it?
All of them.
Okay,
so
I don't think that was a hypothetical question.
Should there be a system that people have to sign up for, some sort of a lottery, some kind of registration, or should it just be open season and anybody can homestead property that is previously belonged to the federal government?
I like the homestead idea.
Murray Rothbard said to homestead it all. Confiscated, homesteaded. The government has no legitimate.
Okay, well, now you're not talking about reparations. You're just talking about turning over government land to homesteaders, which I support that.
Yeah, but it fulfills the same role and actually a much better role because it takes the property out of government.
Well, no, it doesn't.
Or that's not reparations.
It's not reparations.
That's just homesteading unowned land.
Right, because then the person who was demanding reparations is just going to be like, well, you're just letting everybody have this. I want something for me. I deserve reparations.
And if they have to move to get to the homestead of land, they'll say that
there's
costs involved, and only the wealthy people could make that transition and homestead the lands first, so they get prime pickings on the homesteadable properties.
Oh, yeah, but there's U.S. government, there's U.S. property and U.S. you know assets and stuff everywhere. I mean, I'm talking about it all of it overseas, everywhere.
So yeah, so like they could just like walk into a post office and be like, this is my bin now, this is my car now.
Unless there's postal workers still in there, right? Because you can't homestead something that's already occupied.
Well, no, you can't homestead something that's already owned. And since they're occupying it in the name of the U.S. government, whether they know that or not, they're not homesteading it.
Well, could they remove themselves from the role of postal worker and say, like, no, I'm just here as an average citizen. I'm here.
My
so
truck
I've,
now.
I've already homesteaded it.
But you have to actually do that. You can't just be like, oh, we're doing this now? Oh, I homesteaded this 3 weeks ago. You
I
have
really
to
want
actually
this.
Transfer into a private citizen.
I really, really want this crappy little truck that has no air conditioning whatsoever. And what does it even have?
I mean, hey, it'll get you to work.
Yeah.
It's right hand drive.
It's a car.
Can't get that around here.
Mortified Penguin, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Speaking of property, State Representative Mike Sylvia has been ordered off of his property by a man in a robe in a county courthouse, Superior Court in Belknap County, New Hampshire. The news story I posted earlier today over at freekeen.com. Mike is a longtime Free Talk Live listener, longtime supporter. He's an amplifier of the show. Great guy. Also happens to be A-plus rated Liberty rep here in New Hampshire. He won the award in 2018 from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance for being the most Liberty-oriented rep of all 400 of the state representatives. So,
still a state rep, man.
He is solid, awesome guy, and he's really principled. And he made a stand for property rights.
Okay.
You know, you may look down your nose at him, Richie, because he's trying to change the system from the inside. But he's also somebody who's not afraid of doing some civil disobedience.
More power to him.
And yeah, I appreciate people who are willing to try different things. And so when the town government in his little town of Belknap is the county, Belmont is the town, they came after him because he's a small government guy, and state reps in New Hampshire also sit on a county committee. And the county committee decides tax rates for the county. And so, of course, he's not voting for any tax increases. So the town government people are mad at him for that. So they decided to target him over some property that he had purchased with a burned-down home on it. So the house had burned down, but the garage was still there. He got a good deal on the place,
of
obviously,
course.
Because, you know, fire-ravaged. And they sent a zoning thug, investigator guy, out after him to creep on him and watch him as he was on his property, and then came at him with hundreds of dollars a day in fines.
What was the charge? Like, what?
Occupying a structure without a permit.
Oh.
So not a criminal charge, but a civil case they brought against him, and that case has now been decided by the judge. The story and the full video of the trial is up over at freekeen.com if you want to read it, but the short version is the judge decided in favor of the state, of course, and to, you know, crap all over the idea of property rights, and basically told Mike that he's not allowed to be on his property in any kind of a occupancy way. I mean, you're not allowed to lay your head down on your own property.
More
coming up here.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating and relationship life, even if you're married? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free
Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the show. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. As we continue, we're going to your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about property rights. Also coming up, the police raid on another wrong home. Melanie's got that story on the way. But first, let's go to Tim. He's in Tennessee listening to WGOW-FM in Chattanooga. Hello, Tim.
Hey there.
Hey.
I heard the person talking about slavery, and I wanted to mention a couple of things about that. My family came over from England back in the early days, 1600s, and so they lived through all that. And in after the Revolutionary War, we were supposed to have freedom and such. And in 1792, the Democratic Party was started. And within 28 years, they had already canceled the law about no slavery. And then they passed two other laws to make slavery across our country. And so in 1820, when the Congress, you have to bear with me, I'm kind of nervous.
It's all right, man.
But in 1820, the Democrats got in control of Congress, and they deleted a law to pass slavery, and then two other laws they passed to have slavery. So the next 40-plus years, the Democrats were in control, and they had slavery for 40-plus years then.
Now, okay, that's interesting. I don't know all the ins and outs of, you know, the history of slavery.
That's not a reflection on modern-day Democrats, though, either, is it?
Well, you know the that word white supremacist, how they use that? I look at history when I studied the whole history, I look at it as power supremacists, not white supremacists, because when you use the word white supremacist, it separates us because it's saying white and others. If we go back to the beginning of 1619, there were people that had power, they had the money, and they were getting richer all the time, and so slavery was actually started in 1619. And so by the time we got to the Revolutionary War, they still had power supremacists, and they finally organized as the Democratic Party in 1792. So, and after the Civil War, we actually had 3 years of no segregation until, now this is in the congressional record, that the Democrats started the KKK. And therefore, they were killing off the Republicans, white and black, in the South, because they wanted their power back. So, who do we actually blame? You know, they're talking about reparations and all that. Who do we actually blame for that? Well, I would say the power supremacists, whoever they were. Now, let me give you this a little.
Now, just to clarify something here, just to make sure I understand, a power supremacist is a new term for me. So there would be Republicans who are also power supremacists, right? Just to be clear.
Definitely. Both sides. Both sides. Democrats and Republicans. Now.
And how many of them are not power supremacists in your mind?
In my mind? Well, there's. If you look at the history of how they passed the laws about civil rights, the more percentage were Democrats that voted against civil rights, but there were Republicans that voted against civil rights. But the percentage-wise, there was always more Democrats that voted.
No. What I mean is, of the people who are Republicans and Democrats in office, let's say today, rather than looking into the past,
okay,
what percentage of them are power supremacists, according to you?
Well, I don't have the exact numbers, but I know that they both scratch each other's back.
Right.
And in other words, they're all getting richer or getting rich and richer. If you look at the politicians nowadays, You know, I look at it this way. The Republicans, why did they vote not to impeach Trump? Well, they knew if they voted to impeach Trump, they'd be in trouble and be elected out. So there are fewer Republicans that are power supremacists, but all of them, both sides, they're getting rich or richer, and they're doing all these shady things in the background.
Yeah, that's true.
And
so is it just that, so you don't really have any idea, if you want to take a shot in the dark, would you say it's 99 out of 100 representatives are power supremacists, or 100?
Except Mike Sylvia.
100 out of 100? No, we're talking about national level here. National level, so what would you say, about like 99.9 out of 100, or how many? 99.8?
Well, I would go a little bit lower, because some of them are actually seem to be doing stuff for the people.
Well, they got you fooled, huh?
Happens to be his representative that he voted for.
Well, also, yeah, I can be fooled.
Yeah.
But
none of those people are trying to help you out. They're not trying to help the people out. They're just trying to help themselves, as you've pointed out, to the people's money. They're trying to take money and value from you and other productive people and shuffle it over to their politically connected buddies, because that's what politics is all about. It's about rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies and using the violence of the state and the threats of violence to achieve your goals. And usually those goals do not coincide with the average person. Thank you, Tim, for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man. Oh, sorry about that. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want, and you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Yeah, these people in D.C. and your state governments and your city councils and the town select peoples and committeemen or whatever, they've got different names.
Aldermen,
that's one of them. They got different names for these things. City committees, councilmen. These people are all sick, and they all want to control you.
HOA committee members.
That's right. Homeowners Association. We talked about those neighborhood Nazis last night. Let's go to Jim. He's in Virginia Beach listening to WNIS. Hello, Jim.
How you doing, Ben?
Hey.
And women?
Yes.
Okay. I took a Dunkin' Donuts figure out of a thing, and there were some responsibilities and repercussions for that action.
Hold up. What? So, you took a Dunkin' Donuts figure out of a thing? What does that even mean?
I caught a load. It's been a while, but I was engaging in some recreational activities, and we had the Dunkin' Donuts cardboard cutout. We took them out because it was fun.
Okay. So, was this like, were you like a kid, or were you just doing this the other day?
What's a kid? 24?
Under 18, at least. I would go lower than that.
Legally under 18.
No, I was not a kid.
Okay. You took a cardboard cutout from Dunkin' Donuts.
And I got in trouble for it.
Oh,
okay. Well, let's keep it simple.
It is stealing.
Let's keep
it
simple. Okay. I was also a waiter at the time.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I gave really bad service, I got a really bad tip.
Makes sense.
If I gave great service, my tip was a little better.
Right.
So just recently, we heard people. Let's say, for example, Adam Schiff said something.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Jim. We're going to bring you back here in just a moment.
Okay.
And you can tell the rest of your story about this Dunkin' Donuts guy that you stole.
And not to mention the shedding, I was vacuuming the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. is watching North Korea for signs of a possible missile launch or nuclear test in the coming days that officials are referring to as a Christmas present. It would be a major blow to one of the Trump administration's major foreign policy initiatives, the drive to get North Korea back to negotiations to eliminate its nuclear weapons and missiles. The final holiday shopping push is in full swing. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says Saturday was a particularly busy day.
Best sectors were clearly discount department stores and off-price retailers. So discount department stores led by Walmart and Target, off-price led by Burlington, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Ross stores.
Experts say what's come to be known as Super Saturday is expected to bring in billions more than Black Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want, and also want to make sure you know about balance of nature, because good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. But eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules can certainly get in the way, or maybe you just don't have the desire or the time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature can help you. With just three of their Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their vegetable capsules, you'll get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. You can go online to become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. And then after your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. To get the offer, you can go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get that. That's balanceofnature.com, code FTL. As we continue here, Jim is on the line in Virginia Beach. You've begun telling us a story, Jim, about it sounded like you and your friends had stolen or borrowed or something. Oh, sorry, I had your mic muted there.
Pilfered a cardboard cutout.
The gentleman that used to get up in the morning and say, "Time to make the donuts."
Oh, that guy. This was a long time ago.
Yeah, he was a cardboard cutout, and sometimes when you order a pizza, you get certain vegetables on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes if you get those vegetables off of, what's the thing on the bottom of cow manure, it makes you see things.
You were on so mushrooms we were at the time. That's what you're beating around the bush at. Okay.
And he would talk to us, so we thought he should come with us.
Okay. He was talking to you. Okay.
So he's doing mushrooms. The cardboard cutout spoke to him.
That's amazing.
Like, well, I will say you're a step above the guy who came in and did the same thing with a box of cups.
This happened when you were working at Dunkin' Donuts or something?
I was working at McDonald's.
Okay, gotcha. Did he believe the cups were talking to him?
He was a little bit too attached to the box of cups, and he told us it was his girlfriend, and then he walked out with it.
And then what happened?
Went on to found MGTOW.
Then I think the manager went and got the box of cups back. I don't know. Okay. That wasn't really the memorable part, what happened after.
So, no, Jim.
Actually, that should be very memorable because I do not want those cups back. I'm just saying.
Yeah, who knows how to go with them. Jim, so then what? All right, so you walked out of the Dunkin' Donuts with this man, this cardboard cutout of an actor in your hands.
Correct. He wasn't so much speaking to us, we just thought he was funny.
Uh-huh.
But the point of the story is, something came along with that. We took him, there was a price to pay, okay?
Yeah.
So, when you're in the halls of justice, and the halls, well, not that we're superheroes, but the halls of Congress, they say, Adam Schiff spoke of something that wasn't true, but he's protected because he's in the halls of Congress.
How is it that, maybe you're going to get to this point, but how is it that taking a Dunkin' Donuts cardboard cutout display is going to tie into this Adam Schiff, Donald Trump political thing?
Because he didn't have qualified immunity.
I mean, it's super radical. Instead of being protected, how about anything you do in Congress, you're responsible for? There's no protection.
Oh, yeah, sure. That'd be cool.
There's no goofy stuff. There's no, well, I'm here, I'm in powerful, I gotta be protected so I can do my job. No. If you come in with your shoe untied, you gotta pay a $10 fine. No matter what
excessive.
You do, you're responsible for what you do. Maybe you'll behave a little better.
That should be across the board.
I agree with you. Yeah, not just Congress, but that should apply to the police. That should apply to city council. That should apply to any government bureaucrat.
I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, and what you're talking about is something that they call immunity for government workers and government politicians and such. There's qualified immunity. There's sovereign immunity. I couldn't tell you what the difference between those terms are, but I've heard them both.
It means they can get away with stuff that me and you can't.
Yeah, it usually gets trotted out whenever they're looking at some sort of serious charge or some sort of serious allegation of criminal activity, and then there it's just like, oh no, he's got immunity. He works for the government, so sorry, you can't sue
exactly.
them.
What's really weird is that the arguments for immunity are typically that from prosecutorial immunity are typically that the prosecution process will be used for political purposes to oppress people who are in office, which is really weird that they think that the criminal system can be abused and is abused that way.
That's
yet
my
also
exact point.
Let's
clear the slate. If you're responsible for every step you take, you're careful where you walk.
So what you're saying is because you were held responsible for taking the Dunkin' Donuts man out, the cardboard cutout of him out of the Dunkin' Donuts, you believe that other people should also, politicians and such, should be also held responsible for the things they do.
Exactly. That's why I brought up the capitalism thing of being a waiter. It's based on your performance, you know? So.
Yeah. But the thing about being a waiter is if the waiter really... If the waiter really sucks, Jim, I can leave the restaurant and I can never come back. Whereas when the government really sucks, they just keep on forcing themselves down my throat.
More why they should have to be that responsible.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong about that.
Who's going to hold them responsible?
Thank you for the call tonight. Well, that's the thing. They themselves will not hold themselves responsible. And you aren't going to be able to do it.
Is that a we the people thing then?
How would you do it?
I don't know. That's why it's a question.
I mean, you could refuse to pay, but then they might send men with guns after you for that.
Sure. But if we all refuse to pay together,
then what would they do?
But
the thing is, you can't get everybody to do things together. That will never happen. Maybe you could shoot for 1% of people.
Okay.
And that would be a significant
percent. So that wouldn't actually, even if every single person on Earth stops paying taxes and we're like, even if you kill me, I'm not going to pay taxes, that wouldn't do it. You would have to get them to stop taking Federal Reserve notes because they'll just keep printing more.
True. That's
and they do kill people when people refuse to take Federal Reserve notes, usually for oil, but they've proven that they'll do it. That's really where their funding power is going to come from.
That's
so
a good point.
That's what you need to go for if that's your goal.
And the nice thing is we can do that without having to actually like hurt anybody. We can just stop taking Federal Reserve notes and start using alternatives like cryptocurrency.
That may have accelerated the process
like
slightly.
The gold back, these other alternatives that have nothing to do with the federal government and do not empower and actually disempower them, because the more people that are using alternative currencies, and thank you, Jim, for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Are you concerned with the goldbacks that they will come hard down on that like they did the Liberty Dollar?
No. The goldback people are pretty smart. I'm not saying Bernard von Nuthaus from Liberty Dollar wasn't smart, but the goldback guys are well aware of what happened to the Liberty Dollar.
I would think.
And there are statements on the goldback that you can tell are kind of like cover your butt kind of statements.
Okay.
I've got them here in my wallet, actually.
Well, and he's not encouraging people to try to pass them as reserve notes.
Right. First of all, they don't use the word dollar on them anywhere.
That was a big one.
And one of the big objections for the Liberty Dollar was, well, they were arguing that Bernard von Nuthaus was counterfeiting by creating the Liberty Dollar.
Right.
And I thought that was a pretty lame argument, but that's what they ended up convicting him of.
Which is bizarre. Which is bizarre in and of itself, because you wouldn't think that he would have gotten convicted for counterfeiting, because they said, like, they held up the Liberty Dollar and a quarter and said, like, they look too similar. Obviously, big difference.
Well, in my opinion, there were big differences, but to the jury, they weren't big enough.
Right.
So they convicted him.
Right. But so you're holding the gold back right now.
Yeah, there's no similarity between the gold back and the U.S. currency in any way, shape, or form. Besides the fact that it's rectangular.
I was going to say, it's about the same size.
I mean, it looks more like a magic card than anything else.
it's the same shape and about the same size as a Federal Reserve note?
No, they're not the same size.
You hold them side by side?
Federal Reserve notes. And they don't look at all the same. Well, I guess this is fairly close. But most of them are actually differently sized.
I know.
The goldbacks.
So not the one you're holding up,
are differently sized than each other. So the goldbacks have different sizes between them. They don't say dollar. They don't say Federal Reserve. They actually specifically say that they're a voluntary local currency and privately issued. In fact, there's even a disclaimer saying not U.S. dollar legal tender.
All right.
So
hopefully that works out.
I think they're pretty safe with this. And I love them. They're beautiful. And I wish they were a sponsor because I love talking about them. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
And also, you can bring up whatever you want. We've been talking about the Goldback, actually, just a few moments ago. The differences between it and the Liberty Dollar, which I was a big fan of, I don't know, a decade plus ago.
I was an associate for it.
So was I. You were in Hawaii as an associate? Nice. I was, when I was down in Florida, I was an associate as well. And it was a great currency, the Liberty Dollar, which I still have some of the notes. They had warehouse receipts that were essentially, you know, entitled you, at least until the government raided them.
A promise to pay.
You may have had an ounce of silver in a vault somewhere in Idaho, I believe it was. Coeur d'Alene Sunshine Mint was the vault that they were using and the mint that they used to make the pieces. And you could exchange your warehouse receipt and get a piece of silver. And it's a really cool idea. Unfortunately, the federal government thought it'd be really cool to go and steal all that silver, and so they did that, along with a bunch of copper, Ron Paul pieces, and some gold, and probably some platinum as well.
But is that a fault of the Liberty Dollar, or a fault of the idea of which they were trying to implement, or is that just the government coming in?
Well, that's a weakness with the idea of warehouse receipts, but it's by far not the worst problem with the idea of warehouse receipts.
So I think that, you know, in my opinion, the government targeted the Liberty Dollar because they were popular. They did. Yeah. They were the number one alternative currency in the United States. And this was way before Bitcoin, right? Yep. This was most of a decade before. I think they started in 1998, if I recall correctly, somewhere around there. So this was a full decade before Bitcoin came out. And they did end up having a digital Liberty Dollar during their time, but this wasn't a decentralized thing. It was a centralized database of, you know, who holds these digital versions.
And they kind of relaunched a little bit as Liberty Dollar 2.0 as a virtual currency recently, within the last year or so.
Yes, but there was also the new Liberty Dollar that came out in between. So the Liberty Dollar got taken down in 2007, I think it was, by the federal government. They raided the vault. They took all the precious metals, and they persecuted or prosecuted Bernard von Nothaus. Yeah, and they ended up convicting him. He's still on probation. He's now a felon, and they've really screwed over his life. I got to actually spoke with him on the phone a few weeks back, actually. Because I was calling him to ask him about the status of the second Liberty, the ELD, or what are they calling it? LD2. That's what they're calling it. LD2. Okay. Liberty Dollar 2. And it is a Ethereum-based token that we promoted here for a short time on Free Talk Live. And the website just hadn't been updated in a long time. And so I was wondering, you know, is this thing still alive? Is this project still going? And so I actually took some of the LD2 tokens that I had gotten, because they paid us in Liberty Dollars for the advertising, and I had held on to the tokens. Daryl had cashed them out immediately. He was worried they were going to go under or whatever. And I had held on to mine, and I said, all right, well, I want to find out if these guys are still open. So I did the exchange process where I sent them some of the tokens. I had like 11 tokens, and so I sent in 10 out of the 11. So I'm still holding 1 point something of the tokens, but I wanted to get my hands on the actual silver to see if they were still fulfilling orders. And even though the site hadn't been updated in a while, they did fulfill the order. So the tokens did come through. It turns out that the son of Bernard von Nothaus is a man named Extra. That's his name. Extra von Nothaus. He has been touring around in Asia.
Okay.
And promoting the Liberty Dollar 2 at a various different like crypto conferences in Asia.
That might be better off than trying to run it again in the United States initially.
Maybe.
Based on what happened to the actual Liberty Dollar the first go-round.
Yeah, and they're saying they're getting a lot of good response over in Asia. I just wish they would put more information online about it. They do have a Telegram channel, and from time to time, I joined it just to see what was going on. And from time to time, Extra does post in that channel. So, like, he's still out there. He's still doing something, but there's not much in the way of, like, communications on their website, and I think that's a mistake.
But if they're fulfilling physical silver, I mean,
yes,
something
could
be said for that.
Yeah, there is something to be said for that.
I've always liked that idea.
So that's the other thing about the gold back, which is a new form of gold that actually allows you to easily store and spend gold in spendable amounts, because you can't do much with an ounce of gold besides buy, like, you know, a car or something like that.
A fancy suit.
Yeah, a really nice suit. But with a gold backed, you can have 1/1000th of an ounce of gold in your hand, easily to put into your wallet, and it makes it easy to spend gold for the first time ever. And so I think there's real value there. And so maybe what you're saying is you think that the federal government may target gold back if they become popular.
At some point, it took like a decade for them to catch on to the Liberty Dollar and shut them down.
Right.
And so, you know, you had the legal tender discussion last night. Right. What happens if you move to an alternative?
Yeah. And only accept the alternative.
So if you started doing business in goldbacks or crypto.
Right. If I open a store and I only accept everything but the dollar, I'll take goldbacks, I'll take crypto, I'll take Liberty Dollar.
Sure. The goldbacks, much like the Liberty Dollar, are still confiscatable currency.
Yes.
Whereas cryptocurrency, that's one of the, you know, not a weakness. One of the strengths of cryptocurrency is, even if the government comes after it, they can't get their hands on anything.
Unless they can coerce you.
True, but that's a
like, we're going to kill your brother or your mother or something like that unless you let us into your crypto wallet.
That's a whole nother level than just walking into your home, you know, with or without a warrant,
right,
and going like, oh, look at all the stacks of goldbacks that he has,
mm-hmm,
and then walking out the door with it. And then you have to prove, you know, the innocence of the currency.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing that's different about the gold back compared to the Liberty Dollar, was the Liberty Dollar had a ton of metals in a vault.
Yeah.
And then they had all these warehouse receipts. With the gold back, there's no warehouse receipts. You've got the gold.
Yeah.
So they can't go to, if they go to the head office for gold back, they're probably going to get some large amount of gold backs, but they're not going to get near as much as they got when they raided the vault that the Liberty Dollars were stored in. So there's more decentralization as far as, you know, there's not one house that all of these things are being held at. They're in the hands of the users. And unless they've got a list of every person who's ever bought the gold back, and even that's no good because, like,
you can trade it.
Right. Captain Kickass bought a bunch of them for me, and he sent a bunch of them out as Christmas gifts.
Nice.
To his like his coworkers out in Seattle and his family members, and so what a cool gift, right? So,
absolutely.
So there's no way. Once these things go into the hands of the initial buyers, they start getting out into to the economy. So there's no take backs on that one. They're not going to be able to undo that. In the same way that they couldn't confiscate all the Liberty Dollar pieces of silver that were in the hands of all the users either.
Yeah, but, but a lot of people had those warehouse receipts.
I did.
That's where everyone got wiped.
I lost, I don't know how many ounces of silver on that. The government's got them.
Well, and
sucks.
And they're not going to give it back to you.
No.
And hopefully, this is what I said during the break, hopefully you have some like numismatic value left in those warehouse receipts where you can get some value back for it.
Yeah,
for what it was,
if I want to spend the time that it takes to list them on eBay and
true.
Then fulfill all those orders, I could probably make a few bucks on them, but it's probably not even worth the time
okay.
to do that. Unless somebody wants to buy the whole stack of them all at once.
Well, then you got to tell us how much you have.
Yeah. I have a stack. So check out the Utah Goldback. I actually heard recently that the Goldback, now I didn't hear this from the Goldback people, so it is hearsay, but I did hear it from a guy who did a YouTube video who had a deal with the Goldback people. So like they gave him some free Goldbacks, and he did like a review. He's one of these silver bugs
okay.
on YouTube. And so I watched his review just to watch some other media about the Goldbacks. They're pretty cool. And he said that the Goldback people want to do Goldbacks for every state. They want to have, because these, they say Utah Goldback, one Utah Goldback sits
okay.
at the top. So they would love to have Goldbacks for more than just Utah, apparently.
Was it Utah? Occasionally stories pop up where like a state decides that they're going to go back to metal-backed currency
mm-hmm.
and declare it to be legal tender.
That's what Utah did.
Utah. Okay, so this could be considered legal tender
in Utah.
In Utah only.
That's correct.
Okay.
And it is, as a matter of fact, at least according to the Utah statutes.
So that might be harder for the federal government to confiscate everything.
Because if it's legal tender, yeah.
At a state level.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yes,
I
bring those to New Hampshire.
Hell yeah, and I would love to talk to them about that because I think a Shire Goldback would be really cool.
There you go.
New Hampshire is too long. You know, there's not enough room to write the words New Hampshire.
Shire Goldback.
I don't think they need
Goldback.
To have a gang affiliation on the currency.
Shire's not a gang.
Well, right, that's why I wouldn't want New Hampshire.
Yeah, exactly.
Could they license the technology?
Well, yes, because the Goldback people are not the printers.
Okay.
So it's already being licensed. So the Goldback company, or whoever they are, they're hiring this printer called Aurum, A-U-R-U-M. So in theory, you could just hire Aurum to do your own, you know, Richie Bucks or whatever.
Richie Bucks. I always like that term.
So let's see here. Coming up, the story that Melanie, you brought in tonight about a police raid on a home that did not contain the man that they were looking for. And in fact, the man was already contained in a jail cell. You'll tell us about that on the way. Police bungling. Hopefully no one got shot in this raid, but we'll continue. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. And this is Free Talk Live.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.